DCCC Chair Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrats are ready to campaign with Joe Biden. By Jacob Bliss on September 5, 2022. Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, Chairman Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, said this past weekend on Fox News Sunday that the members of his party are ready to campaign with President Joe Biden. Maloney claimed that his members are ready to campaign with Biden, and the country would see that this week. This comes after very few members would admit they were willing to campaign together this summer, but also after his party has seen a few legislative accomplishments and the president's approval has increased slightly. Guest anchor Mike Emanuel asked if the Democrats running for office should be welcoming Biden to their district to campaign with them. His approval rating has started to rise since his low approval rating of 29% this summer. "You'd better believe we're gonna stand with the president and say we passed, in a bipartisan way, better roads, better bridges, better health care for our veterans," Maloney said, pointing to Pennsylvania and Ohio, where Democrat candidates have met with Biden during his recent visits. "That's the kind of agenda that we're standing in support of, and you see it working in the polls." Emanuel pressed Maloney about lawmakers, especially those in tough re-election battles, typically rushing to presidential events to eagerly tout successful legislation after their party passes major bills and fulfills campaign promises. "You're going to see it this week. There's going to be a celebration on the White House lawn," Maloney added. "You better believe Democrats are going to celebrate that. So are the voters, and that's why we've been winning special elections from Alaska to New York." After the Democrats passed several partisan bills and won special elections last month in New York and Alaska, the party is starting to feel optimistic about their chances of keeping the House majority in the midterm elections roughly 2 months away. However, this comes as numerous polls are still showing Republican leading Democrats on the generic ballot. But despite what Maloney said, vulnerable Democrats like Iowa's Representative Cindy Axon and Ohio's Representative Marcy Kaptur recently released campaign ads distancing themselves from Biden. Republicans are trying to unseat Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership and take back the majority in the House of Representatives. In 2018, the Democrats took the House from the Republicans. In 2020, after striving to reclaim it, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. Much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November. According to analysts from multiple organizations and news outlets, Republicans are currently projected to win back the majority in the House with anywhere between 2 and 35 seats, while only needing to net 5 seats. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.